Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Talking about the U, and obviously all the attention is at Coral Gables, seeing who is going to play where, who's going to back up whom. Gabby Urrutia has been on top of it for 247 Sports. He has traveled during the quarantine, and he's done a great job masking up wherever he's been. He's being safe, and he is a newlywed, and we wish he and his wife all the success in the world. Gabby, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on a Monday.
Absolutely, Larry. Thank you so much for having me, man.
How does it feel to be married? Any different?
Oh man, it's been wonderful. Honestly, it's been an amazing experience so far. A couple weeks in, yeah. But so far so good, man. Everything's been a blessing.
It will stay that way, I'm sure. Knowing you and obviously your passion for everything and the University of Miami, and I know that. You know, you went to every camp, you went to every 7-on-7, you went to every place that you thought a Miami recruit would be, and certainly the 2022 class, while it's moving snail-like, they are off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, you know, it seemed like it was going a little bit slower, especially early in the summer months, but it seemed like, you know, really, just once the calendar hit July, they really sort of hit the ground running. Maybe started the month a little bit slow, but picked up some serious big-time talent. I mean, between Markeith Williams, the most recent one out of Orlando Evans, I mean, he's a top 247 safety. You got Traquan Fegans, who's a top 100 player nationally. You got Isaiah Horton, a big 6'3", 190-pound wide receiver out of Tennessee. So, you know, Miami hasn't been afraid to leave the state lines to go find some talent, and they've done a pretty good job here in this last month or so of doing so.
You know, a lot of things are going to reflect over the next 5-6 weeks because Miami is going to have a chance to play a couple of games. The kids who were interested and still are going to wait into the fall, they're going to get a chance to see how Miami plays, how they react, respond, how they do, coming out of the box. Because you know as well as I do, I think it's come down to, you know, yeah, I'd like to see Miami win, but if I have a part where I could play earlier next year, like if I'm a linebacker, you certainly would want to come to Miami because they're still going to be sorting out depth. There's a lot to recruiting. People don't realize it. Even when these guys go back and, you know, and they're out there on the green tree and doing their own thing, preparing for Alabama or App State or whoever it is, the recruiting process continues. They have people working recruiting year-round, setting the table. Talk about that, because now you're seeing that firsthand, that it's not just the position coaches that do the recruiting. Yeah, they're on hand for a lot of the events, but this is the time where their quote-unquote recruiting department goes to work.
Yeah, you know, and I think Miami does a really good job of that. I mean, everyone likes to talk about, you know, obviously the position coaches, the Travaris Robinsons, the Marcus Van Dyke. Especially recently, you know, Jeff Simpson, Manny Diaz, those guys, they get a lot of the credit for a lot of the stuff. But, you know, you got guys behind the scenes at Miami like Ed Pata, you got Benedict Hippolyte, you got Terry Jefferson, you got David Cooney, the director of recruiting, George Baez, you know, a lot of guys there that, you know, they're doing their homework behind the scenes. You know, they got guys there that are constantly working, evaluating talent. And then, of course, you got Andy Vaughn, the director of player personnel. You know, it's a 365-day operation for Miami, especially with all the talent locally. They have to constantly be sorting through, plus, you know, looking to find guys all across the country that they believe can make the program better. So, you know, it never stops at Miami. I think they do an excellent job over there of just, really just evaluating guys early before really a lot of other schools really get eyes on these guys. It seems like Miami's always at the forefront of offering some of the kids that you eventually see, you know, become the superstars that we're talking about in the 2022 class, you know, when these guys are sophomores and stuff. So, yeah, man, they're definitely working it constantly. They do a really good job over there.
Yeah, no doubt. Gabby Urrutia is joining us, 247 Sports, 24/7 Sports, and this is somebody who works 24/7. He busts his tail. I see him at a lot of things. Now they limit you on, going to the practices. I guess they after a certain time they didn't let you watch a scrimmage. But from all reports, who are we hearing on the upswing, and who may be falling a little bit short in this camp?
Yeah, I mean, I think the news of the camp is just, I mean, you have to start with De'Aaron King. I mean, he's the kind of the guy that makes the operation sort of go. All signs coming out of, camp after out of what we've seen, it seems like the ACL that everyone likes to talk about is basically a non-issue. He's not wearing a brace on that knee. If you didn't know he had ACL surgery in late December, early January, you wouldn't be asking yourself, like, hey, is something wrong with this guy or anything like that? He just looks like, an 100% healthy guy running around there. And, Miami's going to turn him loose and allow him to get after it. So it's been a really positive sign to see De'Aaron King running around there. You see a lot. I mean, I do the recruiting stuff a lot. So, I mean, some of these freshman receivers are performing is exciting for me, having just finished watching them and play their senior seasons in high school. So a Jacoby George type, caught 7 passes for, I think, like 127 yards and a touchdown. For Miami on Sunday night during a scrimmage. Brashard Smith has been a guy that's been, impressing as well. Same with Romello Brinson. But, I mean, you got guys all over the field. I mean, Charleston Rambo's making plays. You got Keyshawn Smith is an outside receiver that they're really excited about. That veteran offensive line, it's a really big deal. Might be the most experienced offensive line in recent Miami history. So, you got a lot of guys up there. And then on the defensive side, I mean, you got guys all over. Keontre Smith, guy out of Chaminade Madonna. That's been at Miami a couple years now. Seems like he's really coming into his own at the weak side linebacker. So, you got guys all over the place that are making plays. Of course, Tyreek Stevenson, the Georgia transfer, DJ Ivey is a guy they're expecting a lot out of. But, it seems like there's a lot of pieces on this team. They got 19 returning starters and a lot of experience behind them and a lot of depth behind them. So people are really excited about what this Miami team can do in 2021.
Gabby, people want to hear a little bit about the freshman, the James Williams, Leonard Taylor. I kind of drew a blank. Guys like that who were, obviously we're supposed to come in and get on the depth chart. No one's going to say, hey, you're walking in and you're starting. But, I mean, guys who are like there where, maybe in a game or two or three, they may be pushing for more playing time. Have those guys looked as advertised?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't got to see a whole ton of them, going at it. But, all reports are everyone's pretty much saying Leonard Taylor pretty much is who he is. He's a dominant defensive lineman. He was their number one ranked defensive lineman in the country last cycle. He's definitely been performing. I'm sure that he's a guy that's definitely going to get some more burn as the season continues to go on. I mean, James Williams just physically just looks like a freak, really. There's not really a nicer way to put that. He's just a 6'5", 220-pound monster in that secondary. Definitely looks like the most physically impressive person in that secondary. That also includes, Bubba Bolden, who's a projected first-rounder. You got Keyshawn Washington, you got Brian Balaam, a couple other guys. But James Williams definitely stands out. And, again, on the offensive side, those receivers, man, they've been making plays. Rhett Lashley just said on Joe Rose this morning that, they really want to start giving those guys a look, maybe with a second team, with the first team, maybe a little bit to see how they sort of respond and react to that sort of competition outside of just kind of running with the third team, which it seems like they've been doing. So, nice. There's a lot to be excited about with that freshman class. It starts at the top with Leonard Taylor and James Williams, but it definitely trickles down pretty quickly. Elijah Arroyo, the tight end out of Texas, is a guy that's really impressing as well.
Good stuff. And how's my guy Andy Borregales kicking?
Oh man, he's something. Like I was, a lot of people had their attention towards Green Tree just to see what was going on. I turned my back for a minute to look inside the IPF and watch him kick it a couple times. And man, he's on the far side of the U logo, so the orange side. Larry, you've been inside the IPF. It's like I think it's 80 yards. Yeah, so this is probably like a 55-yard kick. And he is good with plenty of distance to spare. Like awesome. I really believe that if he lined up on like the opposing 40, he still would have been he still would have been good by good. A pretty good margin. So I think he's going to be – I don't know how much of a drop-off we're really going to notice from a kicking standpoint. And the number 30 in the Borgalis across the last good. Name isn't going to – is definitely going to look familiar.
Great to hear. Hey, people want to follow you. How are they going to do it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can follow me on Twitter, GabbyUrrutia247. I'm also on Instagram at the same handle, GabbyUrrutia247. And you can follow my work at InsideView.com or 247sports.com/Miami. And we have a bunch of recruiting stuff daily, really, and just complete full circle coverage. So definitely follow along there.
Good stuff. Thanks so much, ma'am. Congratulations.
Thank you, Larry.
Good stuff. Good guy. Covers that team year-round. Certainly something to look forward to this year. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.